This is Karina, and you're listening to Bold, Brown and British, a weekly podcast where we discuss what it means to be a brown person in a Western world. We've spoken about colorism, third culture identity, and dating, amongst many others in this podcast. So if this sounds like the type of content that you want to hear, please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts from. You can also message us on Instagram. The handle is @BoldBrownAndBritish, or drop us an email via our website at www.boldbrownbritish.com. So, without further ado, let's get on with this week's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bold Brown British, the podcast where we dive deep into the experiences and challenges faced by brown folks in modern British society. Before we dive into today's topic, though, let's catch up a bit. How is everyone doing? I hope that you've been finding moments of joy and connection amidst the hustle and bustle of everyday life. Personally, I've been soaking up the sunshine wherever I can, and because there's just something about those rare sunny days that really lifts your spirit. And talking of brightening things up, I treated myself recently. I bought myself flowers. Very Miley Cyrus, I know. I think there's just something about having fresh blooms around the house that brings a sense of renewal and positivity. And because that just wasn't enough for me, apparently, to add a little extra flair, I painted my nails a bold shade of red. Because sometimes it's just little acts of self-care that makes all the difference. Don't you agree? Anyway, enough about me and my rambling. I want to hear from you all. How have you been taking care of yourselves lately? Whether it's indulging in your favourite hobbies, spending time with your loved ones, or simply just taking a moment to breathe and recharge, self-care can look different for everybody. So let's share some tips and tricks for finding moments of joy and relaxation in our busy lives. Circling back to today's topic, though, and around all the ramblings, we want to talk about diversity ditching. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is diversity ditching? Well, it's that all too common scenario where organizations, institutions, and even individuals play lip service to diversity and inclusion, but when push comes to shove, they fail to follow through with meaningful actions. It's a bit like buying the flowers but forgetting to water them. All show and no substance. So, picture this. You walk into a grand corporate event. The atmosphere is abuzz with anticipation and excitement. The company's CEO strides confidently onto the stage, their voice echoing through the venue as they deliver a compelling speech about the paramount importance of diversity and inclusion in the workplace. They speak passionately about the need for representation, equity, and empowerment for all employees, regardless of race, ethnicity, background, gender. And for a moment, you're filled with hope and admiration, nodding along as they articulate the ideals that you too believe in wholeheartedly. But then, you look around the room and reality begins to set in. You notice the sea of faces before you and it becomes painfully evident that something is amiss. The leadership team, which is seated prominently at the front, is a monotonous tableau of whiteness, a stark contrast to the diverse tapestry that the CEO so eloquently described the rhetoric of inclusivity. It's clear that the decision-making power still rests firmly in the hands of those who reflect a narrow slice of society. You glance at the rows of attendees, scanning the room for any resemblance of diversity amongst the higher ranks. Yet, your heart sinks as you realise that the only brown faces you see scattered amongst the audience are related to the periphery. Their voice marginalised and their perspectives are often overlooked. It's as if the commitment to diversity exists only on paper and a hollow promise devoid of substance or sincerity. And in that moment, the disparity hits you like a ton of bricks. The CEO's words ring hollow against a backdrop of glaring inequality, highlighting the pervasive nature of diversity ditching in corporate culture. It's not enough to pay lip service to diversity. True progress requires tangible action, a concerted effort to dismantle the barriers that perpetuate systematic exclusion and marginalization. So, my friends, my lovely samosas, let us not be fooled by empty platitudes or superficial gestures of inclusivity. We need to hold our leaders accountable, demand genuine representation and equity at every level of the organization. For until we confront the reality of diversity ditching head on, we cannot hope to achieve true progress or meaningful change. I remember attending a conference last year where the organizers boasted about their commitment to diversity. Yet, when I walked into that main hall, I couldn't help but notice that the panelists were all from a certain age range, all male and all white. I can also probably say that they were probably from the same economic background and wealth status. And the topics being discussed seemed completely disconnected from the issues being faced by diverse and underrepresented communities. It kind of felt like a slap in the face, if I'm being completely honest. So here's the thing. Diversity, as we have just discussed, isn't just about ticking boxes or meeting quotas. It's about valuing and amplifying diverse voices, perspectives, and experiences. But all too often, organizations are more concerned with appearances than actually doing the work to create a truly inclusive environment. So what can we do to combat diversity ditching? Well, for starters, we need to hold organizations accountable. If a company claims to be committed to diversity, we need to ask tough questions and demand transparency about their hiring practices, their promotion policies, and representations at all levels. It's not enough for them to just talk the talk, they need to walk the walk. When organizations engage in diversity ditching, it's not just a matter of optics, it has real tangible consequences for diverse communities. When they fail to follow through on their promises of diversity and inclusion, D&I, it perpetuates systematic inequalities and reinforces existing power dynamics. For underrepresented communities, it can mean continued exclusion from decision-making processes, limited opportunities for career advancement, and a lack of representation at the highest levels of leadership. This not only stunts individual growth, but also hinders the overall progress of these communities. Moreover, diversity ditching sends a message to minority employees that their contributions aren't truly valued or recognized. It can lead to feelings of frustration, disillusionment, and a sense of being tokenized or being used as diversity props rather than being genuinely included and valued for their skills and expertise. This can have a significant impact on mental health and overall job satisfaction and lead to higher rates of turnover or decreased productivity within diverse workforces. Additionally, when we prioritize diversity only for the sake of appearance without addressing underlying systematic issues, it fosters a culture of performative activism. The superficial approach to diversity not only fails to address the root cause of inequality, but also undermines genuine efforts that are being created towards inclusive environments where everyone feels welcome and respected. It's essential for us as organizations and individuals to recognize that diversity and inclusion are not just buzzwords, but essential components in building a thriving and equitable workplace for all. As I said, it's not enough for companies to simply pay lip service to diversity. They need to walk the walk, and that means being transparent about recruitment processes, ensuring that job postings reach a diverse pool of candidates, actively seeking out talent from underrepresented communities. We can't just accept vague assurances from HR departments. We need concrete data and evidence to back up their claims. We need to push for structural changes within organizations, implementing inclusive hiring practices such as blind resume reviews and diverse panel interview panels to mitigate biases in the hiring process. We also need to prioritize diversity in leadership positions, ensuring that decision-making bodies reflect the demographics of the communities that they serve. And it doesn't just stop there. We need to create mentorship and advancement opportunities for employees. Too often, talented individuals from underrepresented backgrounds are overlooked for promotion or leadership roles. By providing mentorship and support, we can help these employees navigate the corporate landscape and reach their full potential. And perhaps most importantly, we need to foster a culture where everyone feels valued and respected. This means actively challenging discrimination and bias in the workplace, whether it's overt racism or more subtle forms of microaggression. It means creating an environment where employees feel comfortable speaking up about their experiences and for advocating for change. Ultimately, it's combating diversity ditching requires a concerted effort from all of us. It's not enough to just simply talk about diversity. We need concrete action to dismantle the barriers that prevent marginalized communities from thriving. By holding organizations accountable, pushing for cultural changes, and fostering inclusive cultures, we need to create workplaces where everyone has equal opportunities to succeed. But it's not just up to organizations and institutions to drive change. We have a role to play in dismantling these systems of oppression and building a more equitable society. So whether it's advocating for diversity in our workplaces, supporting minority-owned businesses, or challenging stereotypes in our everyday interactions, every action counts. We need to educate ourselves and others about the importance of diversity and inclusion and actively work to dismantle the barriers that prevent communities from thriving. And together, as cheesy as it sounds, we can create a world where everyone feels seen, heard, and valued. Before we wrap up, I want to leave you with this. Combating diversity ditching requires collective effort and unwavering dedication. As we've said, it's not enough to simply call out instances of tokenism or performative diversity, but we must actively work towards systematic change by holding people accountable, advocating for structural reforms, and amplifying the voices of marginalized communities. We can create environments where diversity is not just celebrated, but deeply ingrained in the fabric of our society. Diversity isn't just a box to be checked, right? And it's not a trend to be followed. It's about recognizing inherent value in every individual, regardless of their background or identity. It's about fostering environments where everyone has the opportunity to thrive and contribute their unique perspectives and talents. So, let's continue to push for progress, challenge the status quo, and build a future where diversity is not just tolerated, but embraced wholeheartedly. Well, folks and lovely samosas, that's all we have time for today. And I want to thank you for joining me on this journey. I hope you'll tune in more as we explore topics that are related to the brown experiences. And until next time, stay bold, stay brown, and stay unapologetically you. This is me, Karina, signing off. Take care, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Oh, Mikey, you made it till the end. I'm so happy. Well, listen, if you enjoyed what you heard and you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast on, well, wherever you're listening to this. We are on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, TuneIn, Alexa, you name it, we're there. So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on an episode. We also are on Instagram, which houses loads of behind-the-scenes audio snippets, polls, memes, and ways for you to get involved. So go follow us on Bold, Brown, and British. That's the handle. And until next time, keep safe, my wonderful samosas.